Okay, so when I started school at the University of Michigan, I was a bit intimidated. I told my Grammy that I heard there were some fancy kids there with their trust funds and their dinner jackets, and I was nervous because I didn't know if they would like me or not. And she said, "Don't worry about them, baby. You let them worry about you." Well, I moved into this place with three other guys, and actually, Granny was right. So what? I didn't have a lot of money. No one seemed to mind. And then my new roommate, he says, hey, my dad's a new member at the country club, and I want you guys to be my first guest. Country club? Me? I always thought they feasted on roasted black folk in places like that. But I didn't want to be rude, so I went. And we walked through the mahogany door. We sat down in their cushioned seats. And lots of people came. And they called me sir, unironically. My roommate told me his father had a bet with some other Richie Rich, right? That whoever rang up the biggest tab would win some kind of bragging rights. And my roommate was straight Skippy. We've got to win. We have to win. So order whatever you want. Order two of them. So the waiters kept on coming with crab and steak tartare and pork and desserts they set on fire and all kinds of stuff. We ate and ate until we could not eat another pecan-encrusted mouthful. So, the next day, he invited all of us to go back out there again. Cool. Then again. And again. And finally, I had to tell him I didn't want any peach compote a la mode for breakfast or whatever. I just want some cornflakes, man. And I'm not gonna choke down any lobster bisque at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was a pretender anyway. Everyone there knew I had tricked some rich kid and was taking advantage. But my roommate begged me to go. Man, I just want my dad to win this contest. Who cares about a stupid contest? My dad cares. If he wins, then he'll know that he's arrived. Rich people problems. But my roommate was begging. All right, man. Let's go polish off a roast quail with some of that balsamic reduction. Now, it's only a couple days later in econ class, right in front of me, I see a couple of those guys. Country club guys. And the tall, good-looking guy in the corduroy jacket tells the other tall, good-looking guy in the corduroy jacket, he says, "Dude, at the club, it's the most ridiculous thing. Some imbeciles, they're busy inflating their expenses for show, dude. They're feeding people off the street, man. We're like a homeless shelter now." And the other one, he says it like it's received wisdom passed down from the landed gentry. He says, "Dude, don't you know it, man? New money is always stupid money." I couldn't help it. I laughed. When they looked back, I pretend that there was something funny in the econ textbook. I go back to my crib, and my roommate is crazy happy. "We did it. We did it. My father won his bet. We have arrived. Nobody can say jack to us now. Moving on up." "Right on, brother. Congratulations. Let's wash down a juicy lobster with some of that Madeira 97 to celebrate." And I'm like, man, come on. "I know you think I'm a jerk," he says. "Well, yeah, kinda I do, but I don't hold it against you." And he's like, "Please, just come with me." And I think about it, and I have to live with this guy, so we go to the club. And before we even get out of the car, I see the neckties, the shiny shoes, the cufflinks, and I look over, and my roommate is breathing heavy like he's preparing for something horrible. And I'm like, "Man, what are we doing? You don't even want to be here." "Of course I want to be here." And I tell him, "I've got an idea. let's road trip to my grandmother's house in Detroit instead. Your grandmother? Really? Is she gonna like me? Why are you so worried if someone's gonna like you? And I laugh at myself as soon as I say it. But Rumi's worked himself into a lather. Is she gonna like me? And I'm honest. No, she's not gonna like you. Then why? Because we're gonna eat real food. But, and look, if and when my grandmother does like you, then you'll know you've really arrived.